CD 7.
Rincewind recognized that voice. It had jerked him from daydreams into terror on many a hot classroom afternoon years before. It was Lemuel Panter, who had once made it his personal business to hammer the rudiments of scrying and summoning into young Rincewind's head. He remembered the eyes like gimlets in a piggy face, and the voice saying, "And now Mr. Rincewind will come out here and draw the relevant symbol on the board." And the million-mile walk past the waiting class, as he tried desperately to remember what the voice had been droning on about 5 minutes before. Even now his throat was going dry with terror and randomized guilt. The dungeon dimensions just weren't in it.
"Please, sir, it's me, sir. Rincewind, sir," he squeaked.
He saw Twoflower and Bethan staring at him, and coughed.
"Yes," he added, in as deep a voice as he could manage. "That's who it is. Rincewind, right."
There was a susurration of whispers on the other side of the door.
"Rincewind?
Prince who?"
"I remember a boy who wasn't any... The spell, remember?"
"Rincewind?"
There was a pause. Then the voice said,
"I suppose the key isn't in the lock, is it?"
"No," said Rincewind.
"What did he say?"
"He said no."
"Typical of the boy."
"Who is in there?" said Rincewind.
"The Masters of Wizardry," said the voice haughtily.
"Why?" There was another pause, and then a conference of embarrassed whispers.
"We, got locked in," said the voice, reluctantly.
"What, with the Octavo?"
Whisper, whisper.
"The Octavo, in fact, isn't in here, in fact,"
said the voice, slowly.
"Oh, but you are,"
said Rincewind, as politely as possible, while grinning like a necrophiliac in a morgue.
"That would appear to be the case."
"Is there anything we can get you?"
said Twoflower, anxiously.
"You could try getting us out."
"Could we pick the lock?"
said Bethan. "No use," said Rincewind. "Totally thief-proof."
"I expect Cohen would have been able to," said Bethan, loyally. "Wherever he's got to."
"The luggage would soon smash it down," agreed Twoflower.
"Well, that's it then," said Bethan. "Let's get out into the fresh air. Fresher air, anyway."
She turned to walk away.
"Hang on, hang on," said Rincewind. "That's just typical, isn't it? Old Rincewind won't have any ideas, will he? Oh, no, he's just a make-weight, he is. Kick him as you pass, don't rely on him, he's..."
"All right," said Bethan. "Let's hear it, then."
"A non-entity, a failure, just a..."
"What?"
"How are you going to get the door open?"
said Bethan. Rincewind looked at her with his mouth open. Then he looked at the door. It really was very solid, and the lock had a smug air. But he had got in once, long ago. Rincewind the student had pushed at the door, and it had swung open. And then a moment later the spell had jumped into his mind and ruined his life.
"Look,"
said a voice from behind the grill as kindly as it could manage,
"just go and find us a wizard, there's a good fellow."
Rincewind took a deep breath.
"Stand back," he rasped.
"What?"
"Find something to hide behind," he barked, with his voice shaking only slightly.
"You too," he said to Bethan and Twoflower.
"But you can't."
"I mean it."
"He means it," said Twoflower. "That little vein on the side of his forehead, you know, when it throbs like that, well..."
"Shut up."
Rincewind raised one arm uncertainly and pointed it at the door. There was total silence.
"Oh, gods," he thought, "what happens now?"
In the blackness at the back of his mind, the spell shifted uneasily. Rincewind tried to get in tune or whatever with the metal of the lock. If he could sow discord amongst its atoms so that they flew apart. Nothing happened. He swallowed hard and turned his attention to the wood. It was old and nearly fossilized, and probably wouldn't burn even if it soaked in oil and dropped into a furnace. He tried anyway, explaining to the ancient molecules that they should try to jump up and down to keep warm. In the strained silence of his own mind, he glared at the spell, which looked very sheepish. He considered the air around the door itself, how it might best be twisted into